A game or cosmology, whatever we're talking about now. We could take it even further. POL. That we can have these. I'm thinking, you know, it's like a vision of. Because now again, they're showing on this documentary these old, ancient buildings that seem to be some kind of ceremonial, shamanistic, whatever, but always or mostly constructed. Very sophisticated in very sophisticated ways with rocks, not from the area, and you know, and huge structures and very perfectly cut and so on, and weighting, you know, 100 tons or something. So if we would just in a novel imagination story, we could imagine a situation where people back long time ago, because that's a little bit of this Graham Hancock's theory, that there was some kind of very ancient, very highly developed civilization. So then, I mean, I just saw that as a possibility that people then, because they were highly developed consciousness-wise, then they were developed not only in making tools and machines, but in directly, you know, direct power. So, for instance, you find still these, what do you call them? Monks in China, in these mountains over there, I forgot the name. Who train their chi in such a way, you know, that they can do things which are normally not possible to do for a human. So that is possible, you know, have very, very, very strong chi, prana, this power, energy that is there. So it's behind driving that body of muscles and nerves and all of that. That's where the energy comes from, deeper. So let's picture that we have people back then who come in and they, for instance, they just build the pyramids. But they are of a completely different quality of humans, of people. They're taller. And they have so much more prana in them, so much more chi, so much more of that energy. Like one of those monks, but times 10 in the whole body, and, you know, something like that. It's possible, since we can find it in these monks today. So why shouldn't people in the old days, the golden days or something, why not? It could be possible that they had a culture like that. They were just so much more, much stronger and healthier and also smarter, because they were still so much in contact with the higher world. The, you know, like we write in the cosmology book, that they're all these different lokas, and the higher up your consciousness is, the more intelligent you are and stronger you are and so on. And that's basically, then you're basically gradually entering life in heaven, which is not some kind of semi-transparent semi-real smoky realm, but the opposite. much more real and strong and vivid and positive in that way. Not like here where you lose your energy if you don't stuff food in your body all the time. There, food is like art, part of the enjoyment of life. So we can build up that. This is just, again, piece by piece, building up the other world. But also how those people of the past, which I think is quite possible, actually, could be much more in contact with that other world, and therefore, you see them there, you're not just building pyramids. Just a gang, you know, of young guys or girls. They bring together their friends and they do it for daddy. Or whatever they do. I mean, or could be a little bit higher level there. But, you know, these rocks that to us require a huge crane, an incredible transportation machinery because they're so heavy. Well, these people back then, they just take it on their back or something. It's like no problem because they're so strong. So they are like, for them it's not a big work. Well, it's a decently big work, but... And we can do similar things with these other... huge inscriptions they make in mountains and land and... They could have also been made directly from the other world, where this world seems small. I mean, we can play a little bit that theme there.